Shortening is the next action skill in level 5. Shortening is the act of producing the short vowels. And in English, the short vowels are I, E, A, U, O, and U, as in the word pig, get, hat, book, dog, and what. The short vowels allow children to produce many, many words with greater intelligibility. Before they're able to produce these short vowels, they'll be producing a word like big as big. And we hear this all the time with little kids. It's big, big truck, big ball, big daddy, big, and so forth. And that's really an E that they're producing in there and not an I. Shortening begins to be used in syllables here, but remember that shortening began when the child went through his process of vowelizing. Back in stage 3, honing, when he was learning to vibrate and to stop and to release and to pop and to fricate, he also learned that final skill in that stage, which I called vowelizing, where he produced long strings of vowels. And remember what we said during that phase was that in doing so, he learns to hear all those different vowels. So if I have a client who is using little or any of these short vowels, I will take him back through that process of vowelizing, playing with vowel sounds in many ways and listening to them in a wide variety of ways through the use of tubes and other amplification devices to get him to really hear all those different vowels that he's doing and to produce them in isolation one after another just by listening and experimenting in order to discover how to produce those short vowels. And then, of course, modeling words with those sounds. Stage 5, then, is all about learning to produce words and phrases using all of the vowels and consonants that have been learned so far. If you have a child who is beginning this stage, the whole idea is to begin to produce real words. And all of the techniques that have ever been advocated for teaching children to produce single words come into play here. We could have brought them into play even earlier, but by now they must be in play. Now we must be teaching them the words for shoes and socks and juice and apples and me and you and that and this and those and doggy and kitty and horsey and bye-bye and hi and uh-oh and all gone and what's that and what's this. This is the time for a rich assortment of words. The thing that I would caution you about is that children who are truly speech impaired, not language impaired, but speech impaired, their impairment is in the ability to produce speech sounds. These children should have a receptive language and an intellectual level that matches their chronological age. Therefore, they should understand a huge assortment of words that they simply can't say. So take, for example, the typical 3.5-year-old who has a severe speech and language impairment and who is only producing a few words when he starts therapy. Once he begins to produce a wider variety of sounds, he will be eager to produce a huge number of words. The thing to keep in mind is what patterns is he able to do and what sounds is he able to incorporate. So, for example, he could practice 100 different words during his therapy session, but they all may sound quite similar. So, for example, he might practice bye-bye and say ba-ba, and that would be a great utterance because he's rehearsing his CV-CV combination. Or he might practice hi, where that's a great utterance too because he's learning to produce that consonant in front of two vowels in sequence. Or he might spend an entire session practicing ah-daw, all gone, ah-daw, where you're hiding things and then discovering them and hiding them again and discovering them, and he's practicing that word over and over. So in other words, by this point, he should be practicing a huge number of words. Even though they're not articulated well, they should still be practiced. If we keep in mind all of the consonants and vowels that he's learned to date, and we're very mindful of these solidifying syllable structures, then we can practice an enormous number of words within the child's phonological or vocal developmental level. Let's take an example of some animals here. Let's say a child who has reached this level of solidifying syllables, but he only has a few consonants. Let's say he only has a D and a B and an M and a gross L-like sound and a Y. He could pronounce elephant like Eya or Enna or Ebba. He could pronounce doggy as da-da or ba-ba or ba-bi or ba-di or ba-da or da-da or nga-ga or et cetera, et cetera. He could pronounce zebra, iba or baba or biba or dida, et cetera. Do you get the idea here? So we shouldn't restrict our word stimulus to only those words that are pronounced correctly. We should be broadening the huge variety of words that the child can express within his phonological developmental level. So Sage 5 is about learning words and phrases by rehearsing specific syllable constructions. And we have then 6 syllable constructions that should be rehearsed over and over and over every time the child is in therapy and every time the parents are doing stimulation at home and every time that the teachers are doing stimulation within the classrooms. Children will spend many months, perhaps years, at this solidifying level. Children with severe apraxia or dysarthria may spend a year or two or even 3 at the single word level. He's not gaining skill during this time, however. Remember that while he's still at the single word or two word level, he is learning to use all of these syllable constructions with all the different consonants and vowels. My goal in therapy with children with severe expressive speech disorders is not to try to push them into more advanced language. Personally, I don't care how soon they move into 2- and 3-word combinations. I am more concerned with how well they learn to pronounce sounds and to pronounce syllables. If they can be intelligible on their single words and their early phrases, and by using the syllable constructions that we've talked about, and I can work to broaden the kinds of consonants and vowels they use during that time, I would rather have them stay at shorter utterances that are intelligible instead of moving into longer, more complex utterances that no one can understand. This, to me, is what makes articulation therapy functional.